Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We'll begin Nun Hey Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. So continue on with dreams. So the pasuk says, "Anovi Asher Itoy Chalom Yisaper Chaloyim VaAsher Yedvare Itoy Yedaber Divrei Emes." Ma Latevin Esabar Num Hashem. How can you compare the chaff to the grain? Num Hashem. Frekti Gemara VeUchma Inyan Bar VeTevin Etzel Chaloyim. What is this Tevin and Bar? What does that have to do with dreams? It's describing the nature of dreams, just like you can't have the grain without having the chaff in it as well. So too, there are dreams that you can't have a dream without having meaningless things in a dream as well. Just like the grain, you have the part that is not the grain, not edible. There's parts of the dreams that are meaningless. Amra bar chaya chaloyim af al pi shemiksasim miskayim kulayim miskayim. By a dream, even if a dream comes true, but not completely. Menolan mi Yosef. How do we know this? We learn out from Yosef. Tichsiv hinei hashemesh v'yareach. So Yosef's dream to the brothers, he said, the shemesh and the yareach and chadasar kechavim. So the reference is to his parents, his father and mother. And the time when this dream came true, where they did come down to Mitzrayim and they did bow down to him, she was not alive. So you see that even a dream like Yosef's dream, a dream that came true, a dream that foretold the future, but not completely. If a person has a dream, a good dream, and it's something that foretells the future, doesn't mean that it's going to happen right away. He can wait in anticipation, even up to 22 years. Minolon mi Yosef. We see this from Yosef. Dichsiv, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvasrei Shon. So at the time of the dreams, that Yosef was 17 years old. Oksiv Yosef ben Yosef ben Shleishim Shon abam delifnei Parah. He was 30 years when he came before Parah. So min shav siv sray at lasen kamahave, from 17 to 30, how many years is that? Atlas, sorry. That's 13 years. So there was a, from the time he had the dream when he was 17 to the time that he stood before Parai, and then he became the viceroy, it was a time lag of 13 years. Then v'shev d'shava sava v'tate d'kafna. Then there was a 7 years of the good years. And then there was the 2 years of the famine. Ha'chav beis, so that's a total of 9 plus 13 is 22. And it was then, after that, the 22 years, that's when Yaakov and the brothers came down to Mitzrayim and they bowed before Yosef. So you see, it took 22 years for this dream to come true. Amar avuna la'adam tov in marm lechalom tov. For a good person, they don't show him a good dream. Alarim ra in marm lechalom ra. And for an evil person, they don't show him a bad dream. Tanya nami hachi kol shneisa shel David loy ra cholam tayv. Kol shneisa shel achi tayfa loy ra cholam ra. Greg Dingmar, what do you mean? Vaksiv loy sa lecha ra. Nothing bad should befall you. And what's the reference to? Vam rav chista amar rav yirmi bar ava shalei vahilucha loy cholam ois roim v'loy hir huim roimim. That you should not be frightened by bad dreams or thoughts. That there should be nothing bad befall you, that when you return from a journey, and you should not find that your wife is a sofek nida. So we see over here that a tzaddik does not have bad dreams. More answers, Eliyahu loy chazili. He doesn't see the bad dream. The tzaddik doesn't see a bad dream, so not to get frightened. Achrina chazali. But other people see bad things, bad dreams, bad things about him. Meaning that for a tzaddik, this will help him to be shomer him, that he'll won't be complacent, and he'll always be mehar b'tshuva and mrachmim. For a person, a raw, a bad person, then Rabbi Shalom sends him situations in life to make him complacent, because then he's not deserving of the messages from a Shemaim to be Mahar B'tshuva and to be Mahar B'tshuva and Asrachmim. For a tzaddik, he's given those messages not directly, not to frighten him, but he's given those messages in order to keep him on the proper path. You're telling me if he doesn't see the dream, it's a good thing. So you're telling me that he doesn't see a bad dream, so not to frighten him. He doesn't see a good dream, not to make him complacent. So that means he doesn't dream. If a person goes 7 nights without dreaming, nikra ra, he's called ra, he's called evil. Shenemar v'saveya yolin ba yipakid ra. Al tikra saveya ela sheva. So, 7 without bal yipaked, without a dream, then a person would be considered wrong. Ella, the more answers, the chaz v'lo yada my chaz. He doesn't see a good dream, doesn't see a bad dream, but he dreams. Just doesn't know what the interpretation, what the meaning of the dream is. Amrav huna barami, amrav pedas, amrav yachin aroy cholam v'nafsha aguma. If a person sees a dream and he's bothered by the dream, yelach v'yiftaren b'fnei shloish. He should have it interpreted by 3 people. He should have it interpreted. We said that Rav Chisda said that if a person has a dream and it's not interpreted, it's like a sealed letter, like a letter that's not written, read. So therefore, why have it interpreted that you're risking the possibility that it will be interpreted and it'll be a bad outcome? If it's not interpreted, then it's like a sealed letter. So why should he have it interpreted? Ella, the Gemara says, Emel yitivena b'fnei shloish. He should be made of it. He should have it that they turn the dream and they improve it. They turn it into something good. Lesei shlase, should bring 3 people, v'leim alahu, and said, say to them, chol matava chazoi, I saw a good dream. V'leim relei hanach tavahu b'tavas lahavet. Rahmanu l'shave l'tav. It's a good dream. It should be a good dream, and it should be good, and Rabbanu Shalom should make it good. Sheva zimne. 7 times, they say. V'ligzer lach min ha-shamayim d'l'havet tav. V'yavet tav. And they should be exer min ha-shamayim that it should be good, and it'll be good. V'leimra gimel ha-fuchas, and it should also say gimel ha-fuchas, v'gimel ha-peduyas, v'shalei yishav, v'shalei shleimas. 3 psukim that have the inyan of, that had tribe of ha-fuchas, transforming something, turning something around, meaning the idea is, if there is a bad dream here, we want it to be turned around to something good. And 3 psukim that deal with Pidus, redemption, and 3 psukim that deal with shalom, with peace. Shalosh hafuches, the pasuk says, hafachta mitzbi l'machoyli, pitachta sakim v'zrein simcha. Pasuk says, next pasuk says, az tism v'sul v'machol v'chorim v'zakeinim yachtav. And I will transform, I will turn their avelos, their mourning, to joy. The next pasuk says, and he turned the klala into a brocha. So 3 psukim of transformation. Shalosh peduya is, he should also say 3 psukim of redemption. So Yonason was saved, he was redeemed. 3 psukim of redemption. And Shalosh Shleima is 3 psukim shalom dechsi barinis asayim, shalom shalom, l'rach v'lekarav, am Hashem rafas, v'ruach lav she'as hamosai, v'amat kol achai v'tash shalom v'beischa shalom. So these 3 psukim all deal with the union of shalom, that he should have shalom. There is a difficulty over here. The Gemara is saying, can't be that you go in front of 3 people and to have it interpreted and to have the dream interpreted, because if it's not interpreted, then it's like a sealed letter. Elamai, what should they do? They should be made of it. They should improve it. And they should say these 3, the sequence of 3 psukim, 3, 3, 3, and they should be now improve the dream. Well, if the dream that's not interpreted is a sealed letter, so it's not going to come true, so what's there to worry about? Why should he be made to it? What's the purpose of being made to it? The Gemara is saying that don't say it means to interpret the dream, because if you don't interpret it, nothing's going to happen. It's a sealed letter. Rather, what it means is be made of it. Well, why, what's the purpose of being made of it if it's a sealed letter? It's not going to come true. So, as we'll see in the Gemara a little weiter, we'll see that some dreams, it doesn't mean that all dreams, there are no dreams come true. Only dreams that are interpreted. Some dreams, as we'll see, some dreams that come through Al-Gay Malach are types of nevuas. There are dreams that come through Shadim, that the intermediary or Shadim, those are subject to interpretation. But not all dreams. So let's keep it in mind as we go through the Gemara Vayter, and we'll see that there are different categories of dreams. So they were going together, they said, each one, let's each one say a chiddush that the other one has not heard. If a person sees a dream and he doesn't know what the dream means, and he should go before the kahanim, my birchas kahanim, and he should say as follows: I dreamed a dream and I don't know what it is. I don't mahu ben shechalamti ani alasmi ben shechalach halmali achaveri ben shechalamti alachirim. I don't know whether it's a dream where I dreamed of myself and others dreamed on me. Im tayvim heim, if they're good dreams, chazim v'am tayim kalamaisav shel Yosef. Then strengthen him like the dreams Yosef, like we saw the dream Yosef came true, that the dream that his shemesh v'yareach, it eventually came true. Vim tzrichim refuah, if it has to be cured and healed, Rephaim kmei mara al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, that the bitter waters turned sweet, kamira mitzaralta, she was healed, kilchizkia mecholia, kmei yericha al yedei Elisha. Ugashem shafachta kalas bilam arash lebracha, just like you turn that klola to a bracha, kain hafaya kol chal mosai alay latoiva. A mosaim b'hadi kahane dani tzibura amen. And he finishes before the kahanim finish, and so that the amen, this after this is said, immediately there's the response of amen. The lawyer, if he doesn't finish it, he finishes it early. That you should give and bring shalom upon us. So this is the minhag that we have, that we have Birchos Kahanim, that on Yontiv, that this is said when the Kohanim sing, not when they say the brachas, but when they sing, that the Tzibur says this. The other, actually, we say after the Amen, not before the Amen. Pasel idach v'amar haiman da'ya l'masa, if a person is coming to a city, v'dochel me'en abishin, is afraid of ayin hara, lindkai zikva di'yara, the Amin should put the thumb of the right hand, bi'yara the small, the left hand, zikva di'yara, and the thumb of the left hand, and zikva di'yara the small, bi'yara the Amin on the right hand, v'leim hach, ana pleini bar pleini, mizarat yosef kasin, I am from the descendant of Yosef, v'leishal tabe in abishin, then Ayin Hara was not Shoilet on us. Shenemer ben Peres Yosef ben Peres Ale Ayin. Al Tikri Ale Ayin. Don't read it, the charming son of Yosef. Ale Ayin. That the gaze at El Oila Ayin. That the eye covers. They're shielded and sheltered from Ayin Hara. Rav Yosef bar Chanina Amar Hacha V'yidgel Roi Bekerav Aretz. Ma Dogim Shebiyam Mayim Chasim Aleim Vein Ayin Ra Sholetus Behem. The fish in the sea, they're concealed. We don't see it. There's no Ayin Hara. Avzara Shel Yosef Ein Ayin Ra Sholetus Behem. V'idochel Me'ein Abisha Dilei. And if he's afraid of his Ayin Hara, meaning Ayin Hara that he might put on somebody else, Lichse Atarfa Denachir the small, he should gaze at his left nostril. Pasuk Yidach, the other one said a chiddush, v'omer hayman de cholish, the person who's not well, he's ill. Yoyme kama loy ligle, he should not reveal it the first day. Ki echad loy lister mazel. Mazel, so he doesn't want, he should keep it quiet, so he shouldn't have his mazel, it should not go be deteriorate. He should keep it quiet. Some explain it in the manner of al tiptoch pel satan. It should not be revealed, so to his mazel should not go down. Mikan ve'elech ligli, but from there on he should reveal it. He should reveal it. Ki ha'ad rava ki avachol shem mekama. Just so we find by Rama the first day when he was sick, lo magli, he did not reveal it. Mikan ve'elech, but from then on, amal shame, he told his attendant meshamas puk va'achres, go make an announcement. Make an announcement, Rava Chalish. Then Rava is sick. Man, the racham li, the one who is close to me, an oyev li boy alai racham. He'll daven for me, he'll ask racham. Uman, the son li, the one who hates me, lechdeli. Then he will be happy and rejoice over my misfortune. And uksiv bin folay vech al tismach v'kosh la al yagali becha penyir Hashem rabina v'heshima alav apay. And then the anger that's upon me will be now taken off of me. Shmuel ki havachazei chalma bisha, when he saw a bad dream, Omar v'chalamoysev ashav yidaber. So he said the pasuk, and he said it in this way, and he read it, interpreted it this way, that dreams are meaningless, that the chalom as hashav, they're meaningless. When he saw a good dream, he read it, interpreted it in this manner. Omar, is it meaningless? No, it's not meaningless. It's good. Good dreams shall be mekuyim. So, Frank the Gemara, how can you say that chalom as hashav, that the dreams are meaningless? It says, I will speak to him through a dream. Rav Rami, k'siv b'chalom adabra boy, k'siv b'chalom ez hashav yidaber. Laikasha kan al yidei malach, kan al yidei shade. This is what we were mentioning before. There's a difference if the dream comes through a malach, comes through a shade. So through a shade, it is considered shav. Now perhaps the pshat is that, and Choretz Mashma from the Marsha this way, that if it's through a shade, it'll be subject to interpretation. If it's through a malach, then it has a different category. Now, through a shade, perhaps the pshat is that if it is not interpreted, then it's like a sealed letter. It's al yedei malach, and then it is foretelling the future. So perhaps the dream that's through a malach, you have to be mate of it. Now, are we sure which is through a shade, through a malach? Perhaps not. So therefore, every dream we should be mate of it. We should try to improve it, but not to interpret it. If we don't interpret it, it's through a shade, it's through a sealed letter. But to be mate of it, it could be through a malach, and we have to be mate of it. Omar, Rav Yisn Bar Zav, Amar Rav Akiva, Amar Rav Padna, Amar Rav Nachma, Amar Rav Bir Mishum Zagin, Echad Aman Rabbano, Eshrim V'Arba, Paisri Chalayim, Eshab Yerushalayim. There are 24 interpreters of dreams in Yerushalayim. 24 people who used to interpret dreams. Pam Achaz Chalamti Chalayim, he said he had a dream, V'alachti Eitzel Kulam, he went to all 24 of them. Uma Shepasali Zeh, Loi Pasali Zeh. Each one interpreted in a different manner. And they all came true. All the dreams go after the path, the way you interpret it. So we had 24 interpretations. They all came true. Is that a pasuk? You're saying that because it says, is that a pasuk? Or it says, yes, Ian. Not verbatim, but this inyan is a pasuk. How do we know that this is true? So the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is the way Yosef interpreted a dream, it came true. But the darshan v'ikasher, the way he interpreted, that influenced the outcome. The outcome of the dream came about because he interpreted it in that manner. The way he interpreted that influenced and affected the outcome. But Amar Ravi, even though we say it goes off our pen, it depends on how you interpret it. It has to relate to the dream. It has to be connected to the dream. It doesn't mean that any interpretation which doesn't fit into the dream is that's the way it comes true. If it fits into the dream, it's an accurate interpretation, and it correlates to what actually was dreamt, then it comes true. Shenemar ish kechaloymai pasa. So it was accurate. So the Sarah Oifim saw that Yosef Tell you Pasa that he interpreted the dream correctly. Menal Yada, how did he know? Omer Velazim Alamich, Kolecha Vehechad, Hero, Chaloimo, Epistron, Chaloimo, Shalchavera. Each one, the Sar Amash, Sar Oifim, had his own dream. He also had the interpretation of the other's dream. So he knew, therefore, the Sar Oifim, the way Yosef interpreted the dream of the Saramashkim is the way what he saw in his dream is an interpretation of what he saw in his dream of the dream of the Saramashkim. Omer of Yoichan Hishkim v'nafel a pasuk l'soich piv. If a person woke up, he woke up with a pasuk on his mouth, a raise a nevuah katana. It's a small nevuah. It shows, it foretells the future to a degree. V'omer of Yoichan Gimel chaloymes miskaim. There are three dreams that come true. Chaloyim shel shachris, the dream of the early morning. Chaloyim shel cholom lo yichaver, and the dream that another person dreamt about him. Chaloyim shel nifter b'soy chaloyim. And a dream, if you dream and have an interpretation in your dream, you have an interpretation of the dream in your dream, that also is a miskayim. V'yeshayim af chaloyim shel nishna, and some say even a dream that's repeated. Shenem rav al hishonas ha'cholom. That it was repeated.